Unit 7, Text A, Families. Family, the word has different meanings for different people. And even a dictionary gives us several definitions. A group of people related by blood or marriage. Two adults and their children. All those people descended from a common ancestor. A household, and so on. Some people think of a family as a mother, a father, and their children. Others include grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. For some of us, family means the group of relatives living far away from home. For others, having a family simply means having children. Some families have long histories, while others know very little about their ancestors. No matter if it is young or old, large or small, traditional or modern, every family has a sense of what a family is. It is that feeling of belonging, of love and security that comes from living together, helping and sharing. There are basically two types of families, nuclear families and extended families. The nuclear family usually consists of two parents and their children. The mother and the father form the nucleus or center of the nuclear family. The children stay in the nuclear family until they grow up and marry. Then they form new nuclear families. The extended family is very large. There are often many nuclear families in one extended family. An extended family includes children, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins. The members of an extended family are related by blood or by marriage. They are all related, so the members of an extended family are called relatives. Traditionally, all the members of an extended family lived in the same area. However, with the change from an agricultural to an industrial society, many nuclear families moved away from the family home in order to find work. In industrial societies today, the members of most nuclear families live together, but most extended families do not live together. Therefore, we can say that the nuclear family becomes more important than the extended family as the society industrializes. In post-industrial societies like the United States, even the nuclear family is changing. The nuclear family is becoming smaller as parents want fewer children, and the number of childless families is increasing. Traditionally, the father of a nuclear family earned money for the family, while the mother cared for the house and the children. Today, more than 50% of the nuclear families in the United States are two-earner families. Both the father and the mother earn money for the family, and in a few families, the mother earns the money while the father takes care of the house and the children. Many nuclear families are also splitting up. More and more parents are getting divorced. What will be the result of this splitting of the nuclear family? Social scientists now talk of two new family forms, the single-parent family and the remarried family. Almost 20% of all American families are single-parent families, and in 85% of these families, the single parent is the mother. Most single parents find it very difficult to take care of a family alone, so they soon marry again and form remarried families. As social scientists study these two new family forms, they will be able to tell us more about the future of the nuclear family in the post-industrial age.